This episode was a very rant-filled, to say the least. But I know you love a good rant, so sit down, relax, and enjoy a lot of ranting. Roll the music! Episode number 13. It is Isaiah Hoffman, Coach Hoffman, DJ Zay, in the Off the Cuff studio. Episode 13. I can't believe some wild, wacky person is allowing me to film a 13th episode today, but it is happening. We have our 13th episode today. I don't know why Cashner is letting me come in here and do another episode. I thought we were going to get canceled by now, but we are rocking and rolling, and you know the worst news for you guys? Off the Cuff ain't taking no break when the school year ends. The school year ends next week. We're going to be back in the summer. That's right. Off the Cuff is not going nowhere. We're going to be going throughout the summer. How many episodes will go throughout the summer? Honestly, I have no idea. You know what the best part about the summer is for me? My birthday is in the summer. But it also, it's on July 1st, and I think the worst part about that is that's how I know I've got like 29 days left until I got to go back to school. But now I get to look forward to coming back to school, because you know why? I get to see my lovely viewers of Off the Cuff. Not see, but you guys get to hear, and I get to see you guys listen to the you get what I mean. Let's hop in to the news, shall we? So before you guys click off, let's go ahead and hop into it. Today we got to talk about him, Julio Jones, baby. Let's get into it. The top landing spots if the Falcons were to trade Julio Jones. We have the Ravens, we have the Packers, the 49ers, Patriots, Chargers, Indianapolis Colts, and the Tennessee Titans. I don't know here. I think, honestly, the Ravens or the Colts are the best fit. Chargers have Keenan Allen. Correct me if I'm wrong, Titans have, what's his name, A.J. Brown, right? I believe that's his name, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong. 49ers, yeah, but I mean, I don't know. It's the 49ers. They're just kind of, like, when I think of the 49ers, I'm just like, meh. It's San Francisco. I'm just like, meh. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers is still in Green Bay, maybe, but I think it has to be the Ravens or the Colts. You're a Super Bowl contending team. Colts need a tall receiver like Julio Jones, a franchise receiver. They don't really have a franchise receiver. They just have receivers. But Isaiah, they have T.Y. Hilton. Is T.Y. Hilton a franchise receiver? No, not anymore. The Ravens, didn't they get Sammy Watkins? Oh, he's going to make such a difference. No, he's not. Needs to go to the Ravens or the Colts, in my honest opinion. Tim Tebow! He is a Jacksonville Jaguar. 1 year, $8 million. Whoa, that may be a little too much. Hang on. See, once again, another reason for why you should click off. No, I'm kidding. Tim Tebow signed his contract. Okay, so it hasn't been reported how much by Schefter, but he has signed. There's been a lot of controversy with this signing that he shouldn't be signed. There's only one reason. For all the people that are mad about Tim Tebow being signed, I don't know why you're mad. Honestly, I don't know why you didn't see this coming, to be honest with you. I mean, people probably said it as a joke. Huh? What if Urban Meyer signs Tim Tebow because of their relationship? Well, guess what? It happened. That's exactly why Tim Tebow is there. And probably to give locker room speeches, because I would hire Tim Tebow. I would hire Tim Tebow just to give my team locker room speeches, if I'm being completely honest with you. If I got hired as a head coach, you know, the first thing I'm doing is I'm looking at my roster. I'm like, okay, we got some playmakers here. But you know what we need? We need some guy to hype us up before games. Tim Tebow's the perfect guy to do that. He's perfect. I know you've seen that video of him talking or giving that speech. It's great. Tim Tebow would be great. A spokesman, hype man. I'd pay him $1 million just to be the hype man for the Zayaville. Zayville Lions. How you like that? Great name. Great name. Speaking of expansion teams. Ooh! Woo-hoo-hoo. You hear the transitions? The NBA is looking to expand, boys. They need money after the pandemic. They lost money during this pandemic. So they're thinking of expanding to Las Vegas and Seattle. What do I think of that? Isaiah, what do you think of that? You know what I think of it? I think it's great. I would love to see some expansion. I think the NFL should do expansion, to be completely honest with you, because who doesn't love expansion? Who doesn't love new team logos, new threads, as kids say nowadays? They don't say threads? Oh, okay. Well, I thought they said threads. But who wouldn't want to see some new jerseys, new arena being built, new everything, spick, span, everything? You know what I mean? I would love it. Seattle Supersonics, the Las Vegas Aces. Isn't that the WNBA team? Eh, whatever. Just call them the same name. I don't know what they would call the Las Vegas team. It's better than what Washington's called. I wonder what Washington's going to call their football team, because they're going to be Washington football team for another year. That'll be interesting. Speaking of Washington, oh my goodness. Woo! I know y'all hear these transitions today. Let's get into it. Washington football team owner Dan Schneider is in midst of big global stadium tour with big... Wow. You want me to reread that? Let's reread it. Washington football team owner Dan Schneider in midst of global stadium tour with big plans of building new stadium by 2027 in Washington, D.C., Virginia, or Maryland. All right. Schneider's doing big money things. Going to try and get his stadium built by 2027. Hopefully, we're not in a second pandemic by that time. I mean, we're kind of starting to phase out of the pandemic, aren't we? Let me stop. We'll stop. So, CBS Sports, sorry, we're just moving along today, aren't we? So, CBS Sports used Madden to put Aaron Rodgers on 5 different teams. First was the Raiders. Actually, hang on. Let's go ahead and I'll... So, basically, he went to 5 different teams. I'm going to watch the video now because I saved it for the podcast so I could react to it for you guys. Let's go ahead and see how he does on some of these teams. It's a little quiet. So, using the top 5 Vegas favorites, they used those 5 teams, traded them to those teams, and see how he did. First up, so there's no 17th game, no rookies. Come on now. We didn't come here for realism. Here we go. First up, the Broncos. Yeah, they're supposed to have a deal done already, but they didn't get that done. But here's the thing. They didn't make the playoffs. The Broncos in the Madden simulation actually went 6-10. Didn't even make the playoffs. How about the Raiders? Not much better. 8-8. Oof. A-Rod, what are you doing? Okay, maybe the Saints. Come on, you got Michael Thomas, who's only good at slants. What about him? Nope, 7-9. Couldn't do much, could you, Michael Thomas? Get out of here. The Dolphins, not much better, 6-10. The Carolina Panthers were the best landing spot. Guess how much they went? 12-4, you got it right. Good job. Yeah, they actually went 12-4, went to the wild card, but lost in the divisional round to New Orleans. But here's the big twist. Listen to this. The Packers went to the Super Bowl in 3 of the 5 simulations. Jordan Love's overall skyrocketed during those simulations. Went to the Super Bowl 3 out of the 5 times and won at least one of them. Packers, trade Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love is the future. It's clear. It is so clear. Madden is so realistic. It's so realistic. It's obviously telling us what the future of the NFL is, and that is Jordan Love is going to win a Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers and Matt LaFleur and Gunter Kuntz. Come on now. We know what's going on. Make the deal happen, Green Bay. You don't want him anyways. I was so tired of seeing that. LaFleur talking about, we want A-Rod here. No, you don't. If you wanted A-Rod here, why'd you trade for Jordan Love? Because Jordan Love is just so spectacular. Like... doesn't make sense. I don't get it. Jordan Love shouldn't have been drafted by Green Bay. Because now you're in the situation. And everyone wants to talk about, oh, this is such a wuss league. Why is Watson and Wilson and Rodgers, why are they all crying? Because they want out of their organizations. Okay, Wilson didn't have an excuse. But look at Deshaun Watson's situation. Houston's garbage. J.J. Watt's gone. You traded DeAndre Hopkins for a washed-up running back and no draft picks. You then traded Laremy Tunsil. You traded for Laremy Tunsil. That's not a bad move. Or didn't you trade him away? The Dolphins traded him to Houston, but didn't... I don't know. But Tunsil, I believe, is there or not there. But if they did get rid of him, that is a horrible decision as well. Keep in mind, you also traded away your first-round draft pick to Miami for Laremy Tunsil, and that first-round draft pick turned out to be Jaylen Waddle. There's just a lot of things wrong with Houston, so I don't see why Deshaun Watson... I see why he wants to leave, but Deshaun Watson's got more things to worry about than getting traded out of Houston because it doesn't even look like he's going to be able to play football this year. Now moving on to the Aaron Rodgers situation. The organization drafted a quarterback when you still have 4 more years on your deal. Brett Favre, it's comparable to Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, but just doesn't make sense. You've been to the NFC Championship 2 years in a row, and yet you draft him. There's plenty of other quarterbacks that you could have drafted. You could have drafted one when he had 2 years on his deal. I believe now he's on 2 years on his deal. Just doesn't make any sense. So I don't blame Rodgers for wanting a trade. Don't draft my backup when I still got 4 years on my deal. Makes no sense. That's what you do in Madden. You get some superstar quarterback, but then you draft his backup like when he is on a 6-year deal. Like that's what you do in Madden. You don't do that in real life. You stay with your franchise quarterback till he's got about 1 or 2 years on his deal and you know he ain't bringing him back or you know he isn't going to come back. It doesn't make any sense for the Packers to do that. So to say that they're whining, they have the right to whine because the organization has made stupid decisions. LaFleur doesn't even want Rodgers. As much as he's saying it, I'm not believing it. He doesn't want Rodgers. He wants Rodgers gone. Just trade him. You had a done deal with Denver. Get it done. Makes no sense. Let's move on, folks. See, my blood's boiling now. Like, just doesn't make any sense. We want Aaron Rodgers here in Green Bay. No, you don't. No, you don't. You didn't want Aaron Rodgers. You didn't want Aaron Rodgers. You're lying. Okay, so we got another report here. Let's go ahead and check this out. Shout out to CBS Sports Instagram page. This is where I'm pretty much getting all this stuff from. The Jets tried switching Tebow to tight end, and he wasn't good. So I think it's a stupid move. This comes from Greg Mugali-Merkeloy. He's a former teammate of him from New York on Tim Tebow moving to tight end. So apparently the Jets tried him out at tight end, and he didn't do well when he was there. So if you don't remember, Tebow played with the Jets at quarterback. They tried him at tight end apparently someday, and a former teammate, Greg M, thought he didn't do a good job. Apparently he sucked. Too far? Yeah, not too far. Listen to Peyton Manning. I think every player, their goal is to want to stay with one team. When I think of Aaron, I think of him as a Green Bay Packer. So hopefully they can get it worked out. So Peyton thinks Aaron Rodgers should stay. I know, we're just coming right back to Aaron Rodgers. But really, this is the biggest news is Aaron Rodgers right now. There's really no other big news besides the Indy 500 next weekend. I'm going. I'm excited. Can't wait. But this is the biggest NFL news. We're in this long offseason period now for the NFL. We're going 2 months with the NFL. But you know what we do have? The freaking NBA play-in tournament. I'm going to get to that in a second, and you're also going to get my playoff predictions today. It's Aaron Rodgers news. Do I think he's leaving? No, it doesn't look like it. Well, I think they get a deal done with the team. I think it's going to be Denver. I think that's the most realistic team to get a deal done. Carolina just traded for Sam Darnold. Miami should be set on Tua Tagovailoa. He's only played 1 year of football. I think they should keep him. Las Vegas. I don't really know. I mean, Derek Carr's all right. Is he going to win you a Super Bowl? Probably not. Probably not. It's Derek Carr. He's good. Maybe wins an MVP, but he ain't winning you no Super Bowl. I'm going a little too far saying MVP. I actually take that back. Carr hasn't... Carr hasn't been in an MVP level since 2017, and then he got hurt. So if you ask me, he's just I don't know. And the Raiders don't have good cap, so they couldn't even make the deal work. Denver is the most realistic spot. New Orleans, I mean, I guess. Jameis Winston, though, he works harder than anybody. He works harder than Dak. Did you guys ever see that with Winston? And he was at that camp with Dak, and he's like, I'm working harder than anybody right now, and I know Dak's right here. That's exactly what he said. Hey, Jameis works harder than anybody. If you think you're working hard right now, just know Jameis Winston, he's working harder than you. He's working harder than you right now. My stepdad, he works for Xfinity. He's on that computer all day switching a MP3 file with a WFC file. Jameis Winston's working harder than him right now. Kashner, who gets all this equipment set up for me to record this podcast, Jameis Winston's working harder than him. Me, right now, recording this podcast, Jameis Winston's working harder than me right now. Jameis Winston's putting in the most work right now compared to everybody right now. You said Andrew Luck's planning for a comeback and he's working hard. Well, Jameis Winston is working a lot harder to be the MVP and the future of the New Orleans Saints. You said Taysom Hill's doing some reps right now. Well, Jameis Winston just did 500 reps 6 o'clock in the morning. So what do you mean? What are you talking about? Jameis Winston is the most hardworking quarterback in the NFL from what he is saying. Don't argue with Jameis. Famous Jameis is what I'd like to call him. Oh, I'm going to get killed for this. I can't wait to see what people... There's so many people that will listen to this podcast, and they'll come back to me, and they're like, what are you talking about? And, like, we'll have a full-fledged argument. I love to hear when people, like, come to me, and they talk about me and listen to this podcast, and they'll act like they're having an argument with me, and I just find that so intriguing, because that was the whole point of me recording by myself sometimes, or most of the time, is I want you to have an argument back and forth with me. I want it to be some sort of conversation or argument. So that's the best part of this whole podcast. And I thank you guys for listening. Because, I mean, hey, this show kind of, it's on the iffy side. It's on the iffy side, if you ask me. About a 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10. We're not at that 10 out of 10 level. Remember, you got to work to be a 10 out of 10. I mean, you always look great. Don't get me wrong. But if you want to perfect something, you just got to work for it. Inspirational quote of the day from Coach Hoffman, Isaiah Hoffman, off the cuff. You know what it is. Thank you for listening. Let's get in to the stupidity that was the NBA play-in tournament. I thought this was... I don't like this idea. It made no sense to me. Why did the... It just didn't make sense to me why the Pacers had to play the Wizards after winning. They beat the Hornets. They should be in the playoffs, but now they're out of the playoffs. And the Wizards have the A seed, and the Wizards lost to Boston. Doesn't matter. Wizards will choke. Let's go ahead and pull up the NBA playoff bracket here. For 2021. And I'm gonna give you guys my full-fledged predictions on who is gonna win what. So let me see here. So, if I'm reading this correctly, we're still waiting on the Grizzlies and the Warriors, right? I believe so, right? Because the eighth seed is blank, so maybe we're going to have to scale this back. You know what? I don't know. This is another reason I find the play-in tournament stupid. The Warriors lost to the Lakers! It should have been like this. The ninth seed and the 10th seed played, winner gets the 8th seed. The 7th seed and the 8th seed played, winner gets the 7th seed. That's how it should go. I don't get this. I don't get why two losers get to play each other for a playoff spot, and then two winners have to play each other, and the winner and the loser that play the winner of the two, the loser of the two winners then doesn't get a playoff spot. It doesn't make any sense to me. This whole play-in tournament was stupid. And now, you have no Zion in the playoffs. You may have no Ja in the playoffs. You now have no Stephen Curry in the playoffs. NBA just tripping. Let's go ahead and get into it, though. The East side is all filled out, so I'll go ahead and predict the East side. Sixers versus Wizards. Give me the Sixers in 5. Bet that up right now. Knicks versus Hawks. Give me the Hawks in 7. I think this would be back and forth. You know what? No. Give me the Hawks in 5. Give me the Hawks in 5. I don't think the Knicks are going to pull out and get this win. Now, I think either of these two teams can beat Philly. I think Atlanta could beat Philly. I'm being perfectly honest with you. But we'll have to see about that. I don't know. Let me come back to that Knicks-Atlanta one. Bucks and Heat. I've already said it. Out of the top three teams in the East, which is Philly, Brooklyn, and Milwaukee, Milwaukee is the most overrated team in the East. So give me the Heat in six. Give me the Heat in six. Brooklyn versus Boston. Give me Brooklyn in four. Yep. They're pulling out the brooms, baby. It's going to be a sweep. It's going to be a sweep. It's going to be a sweep. I bet you right now it's going to be a sweep. Brooklyn's going to sweep the Boston Celtics because they're the second most overrated team in the East. We then have the Jazz versus either the Grizzlies or the Warriors. Maybe NBA just didn't update this and we already have that team in, but give me the Jazz. Give me the Jazz. The Jazz will beat the Grizzlies or the Warriors. They have Gobert. They have Donovan Mitchell. I don't need to waste my time with this. Lakers and Suns. Man, oh man, I don't know what I want to do here. Because if you ask me, LeBron looked horrible. LeBron looked absolutely horrible in that Warriors game. Warriors were beating them up all night long. Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green playing tremendous defense on AD and LeBron James. I want to say Phoenix. Don't get me wrong. I was so happy to prove everyone right this year saying Phoenix was going to be a top three team in the West, and I was correct. But give me the Lakers in five. Suns, buns, hot potatoes, buns, runs, suns, funds, mums, sums, bums, runs. I don't care. Lakers in five. Some of that didn't even rhyme, but it don't matter. Lakers in five. Next up, we have Nuggets versus Trailblazers. Give me the Trailblazers in four. I have them sweeping the Nuggets. They have no Jamal Murray. Jokic, maybe MVP, but he ain't getting them past the first round this year. We have the Mavericks and the Clippers, a rematch from last year. I am taking Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks in six games. They're going to pull it off. Look, little brother avoided big brother in the playoffs. There's a reason why they lost that last game, because they didn't want to play big brother. They didn't want to play LeBron. They didn't want to play AD. He's a bad man, as Stephen A. Smith would say. Who was he talking about when he said that? I don't know who he was talking about when he said, oh, he does that for Aaron Rodgers, but I'm going to do it for LeBron James because LeBron James is still a bad man. Come on now. Give me the Mavericks in six. So now that leaves me with, we'll start from the top now. Jazz versus Mavericks. Give me the Jazz in six. And then we have the Lakers and the Trailblazers. Give me the Lakers in five. You know why? Because Trailblazers, Heart Racers, Jailbreakers, don't matter. Lakers in five. What did I say? Lakers in five. Come on. Come on now. It's a simple thing. It's a simple science. It's a simple math. Lakers in five. Next up, on the Eastern side, we have Philly versus... I forgot. Knicks and Hawks. I don't know. I don't know. It's Julius Randle. That man been balling this year. I don't know. Honestly... Give me Atlanta. Give me Atlanta in six. Give me Atlanta in seven. And then give me Philly in seven. Give me Philly in seven. They go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Miami versus Brooklyn. Give me Brooklyn in five. Back over to the West. The Lakers versus the Jazz. Give me the Jazz in six. They beat the Lakers. I think LeBron is going to get hurt in one of these playoff series. LeBron or AD is going to get hurt in one of these playoff series, and I know they're not 100%. Give me the Jazz going to the finals. Philly versus Brooklyn. Give me Brooklyn in six. And then that leaves us with Brooklyn versus Utah. Just turned off my phone. Listen to the statement I'm about to tell you. Isaiah, you're not gonna say Utah's gonna win the finals, are you? I'm saying right now. Let me get adjusted. Here is your winner and new 2020-21 NBA champions of the world, the Utah Jazz. I'm telling you right now, Utah's going to win this series in six games. I promise you that. I promise you, Utah's going to walk out with the NBA championship. All those losses to Jordan and the Bulls are going to be erased from our memory when Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert get the win. They're going to beat Brooklyn in six. I'm telling you right now. Utah in six? Come on. Don't tell me you don't like that. Utah's going to win. Utah can win. Utah can beat Brooklyn because you know why? James Harden, horrible in the playoffs. Kyrie Irving hasn't done much since 2016 in the playoffs. All there is KD. But I know what you're thinking. Isaiah KD may be the best player in the league. What do you mean it's just KD? Well, apparently Rudy Gobert is about to win Defensive Player of the Year again, which, hang on. I'll finish what I'm talking about, but then I'll go to that. I think the Jazz are going to win. I don't care. KD, yeah, probably the best player in the league now. I mean, maybe. You know, once again, LeBron got hurt, so there isn't really a good case for this. But I don't think KD's good enough to do this. I think Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, they're going to get the job done because they've been getting the job done all year long. They've been up in that top three all year long, and they're going to finally fulfill the prophecy. You know what I mean? They're going to fulfill the prophecy. The prophecy that MJ broke back in the 90s with that ankle breaker free shot that, you know, won the game. Now, it's time for another rant. Miles Turner is averaging 3.4 blocks. He's tied with Manute Bol. He's tied with Manute Bol for most blocks. And you're telling me Rudy Gobert's Defensive Player of the Year. Another Stephen A. quote. That is blasphemous. That is so blasphemous. It's not even Indiana bias. It's saying, if I am tied with the GOAT, Manute Bol, for most blocks in a season, that's obviously the Defensive Player of the Year. Let me fat check that for y'all. Because it makes no sense. He's averaging 3.4 blocks. That is insane. 3.4 blocks? Are you kidding me? And that's not Defensive Player of the Year worthy? Oh, my God. We're going to find this out right now. Because it's just Mark Eaton. Sorry, Mark Eaton holds it. Jeez. Yeah. I could have sworn it was Manu. Where did I see that? Hang on. There we go. Okay, so it's Mark Eaton. Wow. Never mind. I am so off. So, wow. Wow. Oh, this is with the ABA, though. This is with the ABA in it. So, with the NBA, so the NBA leaders, it's Mark Eaton with 5.5. But you're telling me 3.4, it gets him in the top 30. In the ABA, though, that would get him in the top five. Actually, I'd get him in the top three. He'd be behind Artis Gilmore and Caldwell Jones. If in the NBA, though, he'd be like 30th. But hey, he's still ahead of Gobert. So what's the point here of Gobert being Defensive Player of the Year? It should be Miles Turner. It's a shame that he's not even in top five. He's not even in the top five for this voting. It just shows the NBA barely focuses on these mid-markets. They never do. It's ridiculous. Turner's averaging the most blocks this season, and he's not even in the top five for Defensive Player of the Year? Makes no sense. It's like if I go out there and put up a solid 40 points per game, and I'm not the MVP. It just doesn't make sense. It's like, it's logic. If I'm averaging the most blocks in the season, I'm Defensive Player of the Year. If I'm averaging the most steals, if I'm averaging like 4 steals a game and 2 blocks, I'm Defensive Player of the Year. Gobert's averaging what? 2 blocks? That's a whole block difference, man. No. Miles Turner. You need to make up for giving Giannis Defensive Player of the Year last year, and you need to give it to the rightful owner of this year's Defensive Player of the Year, which is Miles Turner. Gobert should have won last year. This year, though, it should be Miles Turner. Last year shouldn't have been Giannis. Shouldn't have won MVP either. That was LeBron. LeBron's been robbed of so many MVPs, but I'm not going to get on that because there's too many LeBron haters. And I'm not trying to defend LeBron because I'm a Lakers fan. Good Lord. Guys, come on. Click off the show if you're going to come in there with this. Jeez, I was just saying. Y'all are some LeBron haters, though. I'm just being honest with you. You guys got to... He's about to retire. Just let him enjoy his last few seasons, okay? Jeez. He just wants to play with the sun, that's all. But that's going to do it. A lot of rants today. A lot of rants, but I hope you guys enjoyed. This was a great episode. Maybe the best one yet. Actually, nah. There's a lot better ones out there. If you haven't checked out that Indianapolis Motor Speedway interview with Chris Pollock, go ahead and check that out. Me and DJ Pops, a.k.a. Mr. Matthews, was on there with me. It was a great interview. Make sure you go check that out after you get done listening to this fantastic episode of Off the Cuff. Go check out all the other ones. We got plenty of episodes coming soon. Off the Cuff, it ain't going nowhere this summer. We're going to be back in the summertime making some episodes. I'll have a guest with me, maybe some other guests. You never really know who's going to come up on this show because most of the time it's just me talking sports because I'm a sports geek and y'all listen because y'all love sports as well. Thank you for listening, guys, to Off the Cuff, and I will see you guys for the next episode very, very soon. Deuces.